want it to be an actual rewind.
Do you like
this? I get home and their window's open, and I look in the window and I have like a beanie on, and it's middle of the night.
Right.
And I can see they're just like being high school kids, like smoking weed, hanging out.
Nice.
It looked fun, to be honest.
That's amazing.
And I like put my head in the window and I was like, hey. And the kids are like, oh my God.
Really?
She like called one of her friends, like, I can't. Jane, there's a guy in your window.
That's and amazing.
It was me. And I was like, hey, can you turn down the music or maybe close the window? And she's like, oh, I'm sorry. I know you guys have a baby. And she was really nice. It was
That's fine. Adorable.
But I freaked him out.
I love that.
He was a cool dad.
I like that you're the kind of guy who goes, hey, kids. I know what you're doing. I used to have those days back in high school, but let me, you know, if you wouldn't mind just closing the window for a little bit.
You know, it was one of the situations where your house is so close when the window's open, its noise just goes right in your house.
Oh, of course, yeah.
And everyone's got old-ass windows, so.
Were they playing Fortnite? Were they actually playing Fortnite?
No, the older brother plays Fortnite. The younger girl is, like, into girl stuff. Which,
oh, nice.
No offense, girls.
Tell us what that means. Dog, what does girl stuff mean?
Junior in high school? I think she's a junior.
Junior in high school. What do girls do in as juniors in high school?
Play the Sims. Play the Sims in their room. That's what they all do.
I love that dog boobs is a cross section of every girl throughout the world. Be like, what do girls do? They hold down the enter button to get all the maximum codes on Sims, and they stay alone at home and make home videos with their Barbies.
Exactly.
That's
boom, done.
Do. Yeah.
That's the activity.
That's pretty much it. So anyway, we were briefly when Freed was out yelling at his neighbors, we were kind of talking about the holidays. What's been going on? What have you been doing?
Oh man, not a whole lot. It has
How many opiates have you done so far?
Oh my God, none.
Weird.
Have you tried Kratom yet? Like hardcore?
No, I need to try like Kratom hardcore because I tried it one night and it was just
not enough.
I didn't have enough. Everyone was like treating it like it was matcha tea, and I was like, I'm not doing this for the flavor, you know?
You gotta take more than you think.
Okay.
That's one of the and I don't think you can die off of it. It's like the opposite of weed.
Right.
Yeah, I feel like to kill someone with Kratom, you have to have like
it's the same as weed.
Like a truckload or weed. Something.
But you don't want a lot of weed. I don't know. It doesn't really add up the analogy, but
all right. Okay. I gotta try it. Maybe what you can do is just tell us how much, how much we should take, and then I will do the rest.
I'll give you a Christmas Ziploc bag.
All right.
A Christmas Ziploc.
Excellent.
I love that idea. Okay, cool. Well, we are here. It's January. What day is it? It's January.
December 27th.
Oh, yeah. What's wrong with my brain right now?
You just missed the New Year's.
I mentioned how I've been drinking wine pretty much nonstop all day.
Yeah. Okay. You do sound like a middle-aged lady who drinks wine all day.
That's pretty much all I've been doing. But anyway, so it's December whatever time you said.
December 27th.
And we thought that it'd be a really fun idea to do a little summary since we always on the beginning of each pod we do what's been happening in the last week. We thought we'd extend that to the entire year and do essentially a year in review of the best of Reddit and talk about maybe some of the stuff that we've touched on, but realistically it's probably just going to be things that we've caught wind of through this process, through the front page, that we kind of want to go back on, reflect on, think about what happened with that fidget spinners. They were, what were those, 2 years ago?
I don't know. It feels like a long year.
It came and went fast, fidget spinners. And if you're curious about the noise, it's because we're recording from the Goodyear blimp.
Yeah.
This
pretty
year.
Much. That's Ranch Dressing Studios from now on.
That's our gift to ourselves. We're actually a mobile pod.
Every new year, we all get a gift for Did You Reddit. This year, we decided to gift ourselves a Groupon for 1 hour on the Goodyear blimp.
That we would record from.
So we want to record
impractically.
From there, obviously.
Yeah. So anyway, so that's what we're going to do today. So it's going to be a bit of a different format than what you've heard from the last, I don't know, fucking 90. This is 95, I think. Episode 95.
Best year of my life. 95.
95.
Yeah.
So
damn.
So we're going to go through all this stuff. Dog Boobs is back at Mrs. Dog Boobs' house.
Yes.
Right.
Yep.
Is your brother in town too?
Yeah.
Cool. What's
the three of us?
That's tight. Where's dad?
Little Josh,
being a divorcee with a Miata somewhere.
Just doing donuts. He is like basking in the post like Mediterranean cruise glow in Texas.
Oh my Christ.
He was just on a cruise?
Yeah.
That sounds so much like your dad.
This is so on brand.
He's a cruiser. People who are cruisers are like they're another breed.
They are another breed.
Did he go solo just to meet chicks or what?
No. his fiance went.
Oh shit. How old is his fiance? Yeah. Is she like 27?
No, thank God. Same age as him.
Cool.
If that had happened, I don't know what it would
like
do.
She's younger than you kind of thing. That'd be cool.
I like turning your dad into a character on this show.
Yeah.
I know. He's like it's a funny characterization.
It's a funny bit. A funny and accurate
Papa
bit.
Boobs.
Papa boobs. Dad boobs. All right. So all right, so let's go through. We actually also didn't prepare for this deliberately, or at least I deliberately didn't prepare for this because I kind of wanted to just go through and go piece by piece, look at each of them, and really take in what's happening, right?
And so people can play along at home. We're going to be on all in top of the year,
right?
Is that
links from this past year?
Okay,
and it's top links from this past year.
Top links from this past year.
And we might also do like controversial from this past year. We might do a couple, but we're really focusing on top this past year. Here from the Indy 500 live. Oh, did it just stop? But there's probably another hum now.
That sounds like
a different
some
hum.
Other hum.
Yeah.
Hey, what's the link you're going off of specifically?
reddit.com/r/all/top and then sort by the past year, right? So I'm gonna lead off on this.
That's
one
that's what I just said, and then you said something else, but we were saying the same
I'm
thing.
A fool. Yeah, so
now we're all fools.
This is one of my faves from this past year. I remember we talked about this on this pod, but local Mexican restaurant used to be a Chinese restaurant. Instead of painting over the mural, they just put sombreros on the pandas.
That was great.
You remember that?
I love that's sixth. Which
that
is
was
cool.
11 months ago.
That's amazing.
Wow. I know. So I remember when that came up, and we all had a nice chuckle about it, and then
in a weird way, like everyone was like, "That's racist," but Roy Choi and the Kogi truck,
right,
like got famous off of combining Latin and Asian tacos.
Totally.
And I think everyone's like, "Yeah, goddamn, this is the best taco I've ever had."
Right.
Yeah.
So screw your racist, whatever.
Yeah.
This is a good marriage.
Well, I also think that that's a love. That's more charming than anything, because that's also the American immigrant story is of, you know, Chinese and Mexican immigrants coming here. They open these restaurants. They open. They become entrepreneurs for some reason more than others by way of restaurants, and I think it's kind of nice when you see that there's a Chinese restaurant clearly bought a Mexican restaurant, and instead of redoing everything and kind of doing what you always see with like new places where they're going like, we're going to put granite countertops and we're going to fucking sand everything up and we're going to make everything look snazzy. They just kind of did the thing that they did what we would all do, and they were thrifty and they kind of came up with their own solution.
They probably didn't have a ton of money to do a brand new Mexican mural.
Right.
I love that they put some braids in a Frida Kahlo flower crown on panda.
She's awesome. So this looks like one of those bamboo roller sheets for a window.
It does.
Yeah.
And then I love that they drew red peppers into the bamboo because all they had to do was turn a bamboo leaf red, which is genius.
I didn't even notice that.
Do you think that the people who did this had a funny chuckle about it, or do you think they kind of did it and they were just like, oh, well, now it's a Mexican restaurant?
I think they had a chuckle.
Because this is pretty goddamn funny.
You know what else about this? Like, this is something you might have done 7-8 years ago and been like, cool. But I think now you reconsider anything that has to do with race.
Right.
I better not.
I agree.
Go to Home Depot and get a new set of blinds.
Totally. So here's another really big one. This is funny to think that this happened this year. This is... Every time you do one of these year in review things, you're just like, holy shit, that was this fucking year? That's insane. Where, like, I can't believe how much shit's happened this year. Also, where does the time go, right?
Yeah.
So this one is, Thanos did nothing wrong, happened this year.
Oh my God.
I know. So a couple of the big, so this was one of the bigger Reddit moments of, I think in the history of Reddit, I would say. People who are listening to this podcast are probably very familiar, but just to refresh anybody who's maybe new to it. So when the it was Infinity War, right? When Infinity War came out, one of the main plot points
still on my must watch list.
I know, I still haven't seen it either. One of the main plot points is Thanos, who's kind of the main. He's the anti-hero hero, kind of the main point of the movie.
He's a villain, but he's right.
He's a villain, but he's right. Exactly. So one of the main things is he decimates half of the population of the world so that, what was it? It was a population control thing.
I think it was like a Ted Kaczynski mandate.
Yeah, dude, was it? It was very Luddite of him.
It was very Luddite. It was essentially to like save the world by destroying half of it.
Yeah.
Which I think was the logic.
I think so. Which is the plot movie either, but that's how I remember it.
That's the plot point to a lot of like that was the new Dan Brown Angels and Demons story or whatever.
Well, population control is like an issue that we're dealing with. Yeah.
Yeah.
And a lot of other tertiary factors, a lot of other tertiary issues in society are because of population.
Yeah, it's just like what I always say, double bag it, you know, like where are those condoms, dude?
Exactly.
Do you always say that? The one person always with a kid on the spot?
Yeah. Double bag it. Which was a big piece of advice in the 90s when I was like 12.
Before. Growing up in San Francisco.
Everyone was like, double bag it, dog. And you're like, oh yeah, I'll make sure to double bag it when I'm sleeping with all my hoes.
in
fifth grade.
Yeah, when I sleep with people when I'm...
Rap, dude. It was all in the
13,
rap.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So anyway, so that happened this year. So a couple of the main top posts. Number seven, number five... And
number nine was big.
Number nine, which was what? Number nine was we'll get to that in a moment. But it was a lot of things had come up, and for the record, for anybody who wasn't paying attention, Thanos Did Nothing Wrong was a subreddit essentially similar to what we had covered with The Empire Was Right, I think was that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Empire Did Nothing Wrong.
Yeah, The Empire Did Nothing Wrong, which is a popular subreddit about Star Wars, and essentially saying like the Empire is just like the reasonable, rational government, and the fucking and the people we're rooting for, like Luke Skywalker, etc., they're like rebel scum who are just fucking douchebags going to ruin everything. So this is very similar, whereas Thanos is like, Thanos did what we're all supposed to do, but the reason we're talking about this, what was so interesting, is because of Infinity War, half of that sub, which was very popular at the time, banned half of its members.
That is so cool.
To go along with the plot. And it became a big thing. There was like a countdown and it was like a whole huge deal. We were asked to cover it by one of our listeners. And of course, because we were fucking maximum unprofessional, we didn't. But
maximum unprofessional is a great way to put it.
Yeah,
another way to just say it is punk rock, you know?
Punk rock. I think that's what we mean. We are rebel scum.
That's right.
But that was a really big moment. I think it was a really exciting thing on Reddit. It was like one of those things that like made it, it kind of got Harambe status a little bit, where it kind of got to the point where Hoda and Kathy were, I seriously doubt they talked about it, but it might have been pitched to them, and they go, wait, what do you mean when you say a Thanos? And then the scriptwriter was just like, all right, we'll skip that one. Let's not even worry about that. But that was cool. What were you going to say? You were talking about Keanu Reeves, right?
Yeah, ninth on the way down, meeting Keanu Reeves at a traffic light was, like, Keanu Reeves was big in 2018.
He was big
on
in 2018,
Reddit.
Yeah.
And like there was a couple different posts with him meeting just, you know, your regular folk out and about.
Right.
And he kind of became this hero, like, Keanu Reeves is a sweet guy. And I think for some reason he's became like Hollywood's most favorite sort of celebrity.
Yeah, everybody is loving him for John Wick, man. That movie is great. I still haven't seen the second one, but they're making a third one now.
I know. I've heard it's really good. I haven't seen it either. I just historically am bad at watching movies that are very popular. I don't know why. I think it's just...
It's like a fun... easy movie to watch if you like action.
Yeah, it's good. It's just like quintessential action film.
The
bar
is so low with celebrities and being cool that like it actually sort of exemplifies something. All he did a couple times was say hi to people in public and smile, and he's like the biggest hero in Hollywood.
Totally.
And you're like, cool, man. How big of dicks are people all the time? I guess
all the
pretty
time.
Big.
pretty much.
He waved at one person. He became a fucking celebrity.
I know. That's what he does.
A triple.
Another thing, and dog, I think we're kind of dominating the airwaves. So if you have anything you want to bring up,
Oh, yeah. Mind. No worries. I mean, I can't believe that this year was the year we got an accidental missile warning
message. Dude, isn't that fucking insane? Like, that is one of the craziest things that when I reflect on the year, I'm like, wait, that didn't happen in 1996? Yeah. Like, what the fuck?
And, like, no one really panicked. Like, no one really panicked. Everyone was
I feel like Hawaiians panicked. Like, I remember I had a couple friends who were down there who were like, this is a fucking scary thing. But then it was, because it was just, like, there and gone, it, like, wasn't...
Yeah.
I think it just left our collective memory very quickly.
Yeah. There's this funny post, like, it got 199,000 upvotes this year. But it's, like, the McAfee ads. These damn ads are what did it. And it shows the video of them about to click send test warning. And then, like,
oh my God,
a big ad for, like, buy one, get one at Kmart, like, expands and you accidentally click send actual warning.
I mean, that happens to me all the time.
Me
so
too.
That's a good example of, you know, your baby boomer generation fucking up technology.
Oh, yeah.
Too.
Oh, totally.
Let's just hate on them for a second. Like,
well, that's kind of that's the theme of the year / theme of my life. So
yeah.
I mean, them screwing up how computers work,
totally.
Accidentally sent Obama's coming sign.
Totally. Totally.
It's almost bad comedy at a certain point. It's like, and it's like,
totally.
Here comes the bomb.
Yeah, very, very, very Laurel and Hardy. Yes. Yeah. Dude, speaking of baby boomers and how much of a fucking plague they are in a society, I was listening to a podcast the other day. I don't remember which one it was. Maybe Pod Save America or something.
Shout out
Friends of the Pod, Pod Save America.
We're friends with them. They're our friends with us.
Yes, that's definitely totally true. So I was listening to it and there was an ad that came on and it was like the premise of the ad, like it was compounding depression for me that I was just like, oh, come on. And it was basically like, when everybody thinks of entrepreneurs in today's society, you think of millennials, but most people don't realize that baby boomers are creating most of the companies in today's society. And it was an ad for a podcast hosted by one of the founders of Reddit, by Alexis, what? Right? Alexis or Alaron or whatever the fuck his name is, that was about profiling baby boomer entrepreneurs. And I was just like, fuck, hard pass.
Yeah. I am not into that.
Dude, it was one of those things. I was just like, "What the fuck, dude? Are we not over them yet? Like, I don't understand why that would even be something people want to listen to."
No, there's nothing about that sounds interesting.
I know.
They
yeah, it was
die quietly, you losers.
Even I know, man. Fucking check your tab. Yeah, I know. It's
secretly interesting. I still would not listen to it.
I know. It's ridiculous. All right.
What happened this year?
Let's talk about it.
Thai Navy SEALs saving those little boys.
That happened this year? So that means that also Elon Musk called one of them a pedophile.
It was also the year of Elon Musk.
I think that was...
And it's just kind of related to this story.
He had one, and then he turned it around, and then he had one again.
He had a whole up and down.
Oh, dude.
A roller coaster
of
a year.
Let's go over a couple of the highlights of Elon Musk. This is fun.
Yes.
So let's start with that one. Thai Navy.
Bunch of soccer players get stuck in a cave.
Right. Elon Musk wants to create a tiny submarine to get him out.
Yeah, which was, I thought, cool, but apparently cost $10 million, could have spent towards schools.
Right. Then when a guy went in, they got saved by the Thai Navy, and then a British guy was just like, yeah, this is what we should have done all along. Elon Musk should never build a stupid little submarine. Yeah. Elon Musk called that guy a pedophile.
Right.
It's like, why do you care so much about the boys? Something smells a little fishy to me, pedo.
Fucking nerd.
Which kind of also pulls Elon Musk.
Oh, my God.
Because he's technically caring about saving boys. Doesn't that kind of make him a pedo, too?
He's one of us, dude.
Anybody who looks after kids, I guess, is then a pedo.
I hate those. I hate that shit. I hate where it's like, if you literally see a kid.
Yeah.
Like, yesterday when I was at the movie theater, I saw Vice, by the way. Dog Boobs is fucking incredible. Yeah. You gotta go see it. Very depressing, but very, very good. But I was leaving the bathroom and, like, a 7-year-old kid, like, opened the door for me, like a little gentleman. I was just like, thanks, bud. Oh. And it's one of those things where I'm just like, if his fucking there are some people in the world that are just like, ooh, gross, dude.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, what are you talking about? I'm just being nice to a kid.
It's like, unfortunate.
Yeah.
Yeah. That, I know. It's a good go-to insult. I mean, it's
so
really mean.
Ridiculous.
Here's a little short list of Musk's problems this year.
Yes.
Ooh, nice.
He made some plans to take the company private that didn't work.
Amazing.
He had ill-advised tangles with the SEC.
Right.
Out of left field cave rescue missives of insults.
Which I love. That's so funny.
That was a highlight. Bizarre interviews, pot smoking, all that happened this year.
The pot smoking thing I thought was really charming. I really liked that. It became a very popular meme, which I think is really great.
It's a good sign.
There was a lot of controversy around it, though.
Also, his girlfriend invited Azealia Banks to their house, and Azealia Banks like ratted on Grimes and Elon's relationship or something like that. Like something also very Azealia Banks. Like she
I don't know who that is.
She's like a rapper, a very like controversial, very talented. Like,
the blonde chick?
No. She's a black woman who's very. How do you describe Azealia Banks, Doug Boobs, or can you?
Actually,
I like
this
a
is really
freestyle rap. Yeah. Of
she's
how she
a
sings.
Rapper. She's black. She's very vocal about white women rappers, kind of appropriating black rapper culture and
totally.
But you know what's weird? So she's very articulate about like social issues like that, and I actually. Right. When you listen to what she says, it's like, oh yeah, dude, she's legit. She knows what she's talking about. But she also is like into voodoo and is psycho and just like so trashy that even all like her good points get lost because people are like, you're, you know, stabbing chickens in your fucking closet at home, in your voodoo closet.
Totally. She's simultaneously extremely articulate and interesting and also like really trashy.
Yeah.
Which I love, which is really funny. But
it's kind of the best.
So a year in Elon Musk, man. What an interesting one. So here's actually the top of the year, which is pretty interesting because I don't really remember this. I feel like I remember seeing this, but I don't remember seeing it enough that it would have justified the top of the year. But my cab driver tonight was so excited to share with me that he'd made the cover of the calendar. I told him I'd help let the world see. And so this is a like an older Chinese man. Who made the cover of the New York Taxi Driver's calendar.
Which some guy just made.
Some guy just made, I guess.
Yeah, because anybody can make a calendar. This isn't like like Mayor de Blasio didn't spearhead this effort.
Yeah, but this is of him looking like sexy, licking a lollipop, and he's just like an older Chinese man, presumably.
It looks like he's in like a red dress with no top on.
Yeah, it's a pretty sexy calendar post, but that's pretty good.
Just to sort of answer maybe the question of why this might be number one.
Right.
I mean, it seems this is the only story in these top posts that is not a news story by any means. It's just very much an internet story
for sure.
I feel like Redditors like random quirky shit like this more than like even you know the Thanos thing is like everybody's involved in that, so in a way this is very Reddit to be number one, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, it's a very Reddit thing. This number two, and this was another really this is a kind of a profound cultural moment beyond just being an internet moment, but it certainly found its teeth in internet. And I think if it wasn't for the internet, this would never have moved the way it did. But the Sinclair Broadcasting script read from all those local news stations. I assume you guys remember this when there was that video that came out that just showed every Sinclair owned broadcaster talking the same script with the exact same cadence,
and it's,
all of it had like this very like each individually would have like a very honest take, because you saw them all together you go, oh my god, this is a totalitarian government we're living
in. And the irony
totalitarian
is that
government
they're talking about how fake news stories can become problematic for society.
Honesty and transparency.
Honesty and transparency is so important.
Right.
And so what they're talking about is the exact opposite of what's happening.
Totally.
Which sort of also puts it all in a nutshell of like, this is fucked.
So this is actually this is a really interesting subplot that, so Vice, the new movie, has a bunch of interesting subplots that it hits on, which is like, So remember this guy? Here's what he went on to do, right? And it talks about when Roger Ailes first pitched the concept of Fox News to like Dick Cheney and the Inner Circle. It was designed to be a conservative news network, was what it was supposed to be.
Yeah.
So it's really interesting kind of seeing, you know, everybody knows obviously the nature of Fox News now, but it's kind of spiraled, and now we're seeing the ripples of this successful business model with like Sinclair, for instance, essentially dominating a perspective and not.
I've been thinking
actually
a lot about this, by the way, the news thing. But I don't see it. I know it's bad for the effects, but I get what's happening. It's like there's a tribe of people that believe something, and we're just going to cater directly to that tribe.
Oh yeah, it's basic business.
Basic business, right? And so you know they all do it, but it doesn't mean that the outcomes are positive.
Totally.
But
totally.
I get that it's a thing. I guess. I don't know. I had that realization the other day while I was peeing.
Right. What else? Pyeongchang? Was Pyeongchang Olympics this week or this month?
Oh, shit.
Or this fucking year?
I don't know.
Damn. This
it
is like
was?
Fucking hell, man. Like, I just cannot.
Was that last winter?
This was
no,
last winter.
Last
yeah, so
February
last,
or something?
Yeah, because I'm so number four down. And this was another popular one. You always see this as like people being clever on when they're on live feed.
This was big,
right? And this was a guy wearing glasses that were the Olympic glasses. So you know you see the five rings, and then he takes off those glasses to reveal another pair of glasses. Spoiler alert! That's number four down. Spectator at Pyeongchang.
Yeah,
man,
it was
that's
February.
Wild. I can't even believe that.
You know what else? The Mark Zuckerberg thing.
Which one? There were so many.
The Senate?
His Senate hearing or Congress hearing.
Oh, this was his robot, like when he grabs the water and sips it.
Yeah, and he doesn't know how to smile, and that's when everybody started calling him a robot this year.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Well,
man, he has had a bad, bad year.
My favorite, that might be one of my favorite memes, the robot dial smile meme, where it's like the slider of him like going up and down and up and down, and it was just,
he looks insane.
Yeah.
God,
I mean, that poor guy, like he's, well, I don't want to say that poor guy, but he is, it is one of those things where you're like, man, like that guy has just, he wanted, like there was some meme going around at one point that was like, that look when you create the global information network that now is ruining the division between technology and company when all you wanted to do was create an app for rating girls at your college.
Yeah.
Like it was like obviously Mark Zuckerberg. And that's kind of what it is sometimes, is you kind of go, wow, he's built this thing that is now completely untethered from its base and is kind of spiraling out of control and has gotten lopped into all these really dangerous things. I mean, when you think about like the fucking, like who's the Steve Bannon like exploiting Facebook Cambridge Analytica and like all that shit is all
like
from Facebook.
It's when a scientist creates like has some new breakthrough, and then everybody wants to turn it into a weapon. It's
totally
it became weaponized at a certain point, and I don't think anybody saw that coming in 2004 or whatever.
Seriously,
but except for like Ted Kaczynski, he saw it coming.
Oh yeah, of course. That's our boy Ted. We've become like a Ted Kaczynski fucking fan fiction podcast over here. So
yeah.
Stephen Hawking died this year.
Oh yeah.
So that was a big one for the internet.
Yeah.
Because I think that was big Steve out there. Shout
he wasn't
out big
supposed
Steve.
To live to be like 21 or whatever, and he went to 76. So
and he his influence on culture was vast, you know. So
He made science cool. Right.
He did make
he
science
gave
cool.
Freddie Redmayne a career.
Yeah, pretty much. Freddie Redmayne. Is that what his name is?
Yeah.
Eddie Redmayne, right? Eddie Redmayne.
That reminds
Eddie,
me.
Eddie Redmayne.
Eddie Redmayne. That reminds me. I was like, I was talking about this is off topic, but I was talking about movies with my roommate one time, and like, I don't know, I was shocked she hadn't seen this movie I was talking about, and like I got all high and mighty about it and was like, wow, that's like saying you've never seen Saving Private Brian. And I didn't realize I said Brian until after the fact. And then it was like I lost all credibility after that.
Saving Private Brian.
Saving Private Brian.
That's really funny.
And we lost a lot of people in 2018.
We did, yeah.
I feel like 17 down is a very dog boobs
post. Oh, yeah. This is quintessential DB.
Let me see this.
A bird flew into my window, shit on my laptop, and then died right in front of me.
Shit.
Like, it literally dies on someone's laptop at work.
So brutal.
Wait, that sucks.
And there's just, oh, man.
How's
your day going? Yeah.
God.
What would you guys do in that situation? I feel like I would... My first instinct... It depends on how your day was already going.
I'm laughing.
If you're having a shitty day, I feel like I would just go... Okay, well, I'm done for the day, and just leave.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go take a go on a walk.
Right.
Funny.
That's a good one. I also love 18 down. I work in a kitchen. You have no idea how many people say you look like the guy from Ratatouille every damn minute. and he is the guy from Ratatouille. Like, there's no looking like.
He's the guy.
Yeah. I know
that's a really good. Right. It's great when it, you know. Nobody disagrees with that post.
Nobody.
That's one thing everybody, doesn't matter what side of the aisle you're on.
None. Totally.
We're all on board with that.
So right below that, and this is something I evidently had liked at the time, or upvoted at the time, rather. 2 weeks before his inauguration, Donald Trump was shown highly classified intelligence indicating that Vladimir Putin of Russia had been personally ordered complex cyber attacks to sway the 2016 election. So this is the American Times bombshell piece that really did nothing, of course.
By American Times, you mean New York Times.
Did I say American Times?
Yeah, but I like that New newspaper Times. Better. Yeah. That one sounds like a racist revolt paper.
It does. American Times.
It's American Times.
That does sound like a racist. Yeah, it sounds like
underground. You're passing out in subways, pamphlets.
Yeah, it sounds like something that the Unabomber, or not even the Unabomber, but Timothy McVeigh would have personally had a subscription to.
You hold a large sign on a stick in front of like the White House.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. American Times.
Yeah.
What else?
That story, by the way, because we're not a political pod, we don't want to get political, but man, shit seems like it's heating up with the Onion.
It really does.
Back.
Yeah, I mean, who fucking knows how it's all going to end up going down, but Dog Boobs over there is laughing hysterically at something. What are you laughing at? So
25 down is just this guy found a bunch of fake security cameras at Goodwill. And he posted them in the weirdest places, like at the top of his stairs. He has this little, like, it's what is it? It's like an altar
an altar with a sloth.
Astronaut picture.
And there's a gun.
With a gun and money, and then the camera.
This guy is hilarious.
This dude rules.
All the details.
One face in the toilet, like... That's such a good idea.
And there are three that are facing each other.
This is hilarious.
Who is this guy?
This actually could be my favorite. This could be my favorite post.
I think this might be. And this is actually locked.
Yeah.
Like this has been locked because I think it was getting so many upvotes.
And it's so old. It's like 11 months old.
11 months old.
The last one's so good. When my neighbor got murdered a couple years ago, I bought a bunch of these fake cameras.
Wait, what? Hold on.
Yeah, I told you guys this story.
This is your story?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
My neighbor got murdered like 2-3 years ago in Venice.
Tell me more.
What in the world?
Silicon Beach.
Wait.
I've never heard this story.
It's a long, drawn out story.
Well, tell it, man. Live for our fans. Should we do a Capo Azzetto break before we go into this lengthy story?
Capo
Azzetto brought to you by this story about murder in Venice brought to you by Capo Azzetto Wines.
Hints of pill addiction and overconsumption of booze.
All right, so tell us the story.
Oh, well, when my wife had just got pregnant, there started to be a kerfuffle next door.
Okay.
And we started to hear there was this this man lived next door. He's in his 50s.
All right.
He was mostly very quiet neighbor, and at the time when we moved in, he was living with another man. He was a gay man.
Gay man.
And they broke up.
Okay.
And the gay man, his partner moves out after apparently 20 years. he moves out. And then about 3 or 4 months later, this woman moves in who's relatively his age, in his 50s too. And I go, oh, and she has like a 5-year-old kid with her. And I go, oh, it's like his sister or something visiting. Right. I'm just doing the math in my head.
Right.
Because I know he's gay and this kid's 5. And so she moves in. And a couple months into it, they start getting in these loud fights at night. And she starts screaming at him. And it sounds like it's in our house. We wake up in the middle of the night. We're like, what the fuck's going on?
Right.
We call the police a couple times because like it sounds like something's wrong.
Right.
The cops show up. They say nothing's wrong. This goes on for months, right? The screaming, the stuff. Then this woman starts showing up with this younger guy who's got long hair, tattoos. He looks like it's your dad.
Oh, I mean,
he kind of does.
He looks like your dad.
He looks like one of those guys. And he's much younger. And so he starts showing up and he's around the house and he's like helping out this kid. And I'm like, what is this whole relationship? What the hell is going on?
Right.
And the fights keep happening. The police keep showing up. And sure enough, like one day I have another neighbor who comes and knocks on my door and he goes, hey, Frida, I just want to let you know the guy next door was shot and killed. And I was like, what? What happened? Well, the young guy who's been with the woman, they got into an altercation and he shot him in the chest and killed him. And I was like, what? Like,
what?
Wow. Of course,
in my head the whole time, you know, at the time my wife's pregnant, I work from home. So I'm like home a lot and I'm hearing a lot of this and seeing them coming and going. It's all very strange.
Right.
And I'm kind of doing this thing in my head where I'm like, these people seem like murderer creeps.
Right.
But I'm like, you can't assume.
Right.
No.
Don't be that guy. And then he ended up killing the guy.
And then it happened.
So it was in the news for about 1 second.
Oh my gosh.
All of the guy's family lived, they weren't in LA. They were like, his sister lived in Israel. They just weren't around. So like,
right.
So this is where it gets really weird. 2 days after he was murdered, the woman and the young guy and the kid move into the house full time. So I'm like,
even
though he's gone, and
but the guy is a murderer and he moves into this house.
So I start noticing they start moving a bunch of his stuff out and they start moving like their stuff in. And I'm like, whoa, this is awkward. This is strange. That's the guy that shot him. And they're like, well, apparently it was self-defense. So he didn't get arrested and go to jail because he claimed self-defense.
What?
So the guy gets to have a trial. And in Los Angeles, the trial is going to be in a year or something.
Wow.
So until then, he moves into the guy's house he just killed.
No!
And he's living away with this woman. So I'm going, what the fuck's going on? And so I start snooping around.
Right.
And so I track down the ex-boyfriend, and we become pals, and we start talking.
Damn, you did a real undercover job on this.
At the time, like, my wife's, now she's like 7 months pregnant.
Yeah. Right.
I'm like, I need to get a gun? I already got a couple swords, but that's not going to be a trick against a knife.
Yeah.
So I'm like,
but we don't know that. You just got to train with your sword a little bit more.
Some of us are better than others.
This is true.
So I start asking around, and so I start to get the full story. So it turns out the guy that got shot was he was a tax accountant.
Okay.
Very quiet, very boring. He worked from home.
Right.
But he got into cocaine.
Okay.
And so he started just doing
such an LA
like
thing.
Cocaine to do more taxes, right? Like the best possible way to get into cocaine, I think, is just for tax purposes.
Right.
Like he was just quietly, he wasn't like throwing ragers.
Right.
He was just doing more people's taxes.
Wait, so he was doing more coke to get more taxes?
This is me attaching the
okay.
You know, I guess getting into it alone.
Right.
And so he eventually checks himself into rehab, which is very responsible. And
right.
in rehab, he meets this woman.
Okay.
And the woman was there for some other drugs. And the more we find out about her is like she's a little bit of a hustler. She meets him.
Right.
She realizes he might have some money.
Right.
He's gay. She's got a kid. I don't know what kind of deal they made, but she moves in to the house with him.
Okay.
I don't know if he wanted to be a surrogate dad or what. So once she moves in, then a couple months later, the young guy moves in. And then they start infiltrating his life. And then the fights start. And it starts to kind of unravel from there. And so the guy ended up – they lived next door to us for 2 years before he ended up going to jail for like 4 months. And then got out and came back much fatter, by the way, which leads me to believe that the food in prison is not healthy.
Interesting.
And then comes back, and then we moved. And so I don't really know what happened, but the house ended up selling and they ended up getting evicted, but it all took about 3 years for that to shake out.
Wow.
So, I mean, you can kill someone in claim self-defense and probably not be arrested for it.
Shit.
For a while.
Every time you hear these stories,
we're not a pro-killing podcast.
We're not. Well, we're a pro-Ted Kaczynski podcast, but we're not a pro-killing podcast.
Exactly.
We're not that either.
There's a bunch of more weird details, but like it takes a while to talk about.
That reminds me. So I had a almost similar situation. I had like a weirder, but not as extreme situation when I was living in Colorado, which I might have actually told you about this before. Did I ever tell you about when the drifter was living in my basement?
Yes.
Okay.
That was when we were like early on in our relationship. Right. I was like, you're weird.
Yeah.
But I'm intrigued.
So this story was basically this guy. I had these two bizarro roommates in Colorado, like very typical weirdo bizarro roommates in Colorado. And they were, one was a like trust fund kid who lost his way and just smoked a lot of weed and was always trying to find a hobby.
Yeah.
And the other guy was like just this unhinged guy who like wanted to go to the Navy but couldn't get in the Navy. So then he wanted to become a truck driver, but he was also maybe gay. It was like, he was a very confusing person. I'd never want to follow up with him again because he's like, would not be a good guy to follow up with. But one of them moved out. And the other one was like always visiting his family on the East Coast. So I was just there alone. So I needed somebody else to fill the spot. And I think the really crazy guy who like wanted to become a truck driver and or join the Navy and or become like a pastry chef or something.
Nice.
I mean,
that sounds like the plot to Under Siege.
Pretty much. Yeah. So he moved out and in his mind was like trying to help us find a roommate, but ended up just like inviting this guy into our house. What? Without telling us, who was like, he got in the house. We were like, hey, man, nice to meet you. Like, what's your story? And he was like a painter, but not like an art painter, like painted houses. And he quickly, within the beginning of me getting to know him, was like, he had gone to jail for cocaine. He was like a banker in Chicago, got hooked on blow, and then went to jail for Grand Theft Auto or something.
Stole a car.
Yeah. And then he got out. And I don't know how he ended up in Colorado. He ended up in Colorado and moved in. Right. Yes, pretty much. So we heard the story and I was just like, man, I am not comfortable with this guy living here.
No.
Hey, man, sorry. I don't know. There was a miscommunication. I think the guy who invited you in, like he left. He's a douchebag. I don't know why he did this. So sorry. So you can't stay
here. The guy that invited him in left and then left you with this guy.
Yeah, the guy who invited him in, his replacement roommate. Exactly. The guy who invited him in as like the replacement roommate. This is also the same house, by the way. Like one day I'd gotten back from a business trip and I had gone into my room and there was a massive German Shepherd sleeping in my bed. And I was just like, what in the world? And another guy had come in and was like this guy was really nice, but he was kind of a drifter type who had this German Shepherd. And the German Shepherd was a beautiful, very friendly dog, but I was just like, whose dog is in my, what is going on right now?
What is up with people?
Yeah. But so this guy, so I'd sent him a note and it was just like, hey man, I'm sorry. Like, you know, I got to go to work, but like, I think you maybe need to find another place to live. Like there's a miscommunication. Sorry about this, whatever. And then he had sent me a mess. He like wrote a message back to me that was like, yeah, I'm also a terrorist too. Like just being a dickhead because he was like obviously frustrated. And I was just like, listen, man, not my fault. Yeah. We live here. I'm sorry, but you just got to find another place, right?
Right.
So he stayed there for a little bit and he was just like, hey, man, do you mind, like, if I just, like, while I'm looking for a place, do you mind if I just, like, maybe, like, put a mattress in the basement or something just so I can, like, while I'm finding a place? I'm like, that's fine. You have a little bit of time. A friend of mine moved in. We're never there because I'm, like, just, I'm working all the time.
Right.
And I would go down and like do laundry and I would like see him and I was just like, oh, okay, man, how's it going? Like, how's the house search? He's like, oh, you know, I have a couple leads, right? I'd be like, cool, right on. Go back up, don't see him again. 4 days later, go down, there's like a sheet in front of the window or a sheet in front of the door that was leading to where he was sleeping.
Oh, no.
I was like, hey, man, like, how's it going? Like, it's coming along, man. Yeah, I'm sorry. I know it's taking a little bit of time. I'm almost there. Go up. The next time I go down, I peeled back the sheet, and there was a living room, right? So there was a TV, there was like a couple plants, a mattress, and a woman, and I think there might have been a kid there too.
What?
And this guy, yeah. And the woman was like, had track marks and was like, oh, not looking good.
Oh no.
And I hadn't been there and then there like a couple weeks probably. So in the meantime of me going down there, there was a
he had had a kid.
There was a guy, this like drifter had like moved in and like
what?
His girlfriend was also there, and there was like a whole fucking family down there my basement while I was living there.
What?
And I didn't notice. And this basement wasn't like separated by anything more than just like a stairway. Like it was like in my house, God. You walk downstairs. That's where we do our laundry, and that's where this guy was living. And then I was I was just like, man, dude, you gotta get out. I'm sorry, but you gotta leave.
Now.
Went to work, came back that night, everything was gone. And I never saw him again.
So he did go.
And he eventually went. And he went in the night peacefully, but I was just like, man, what is going on?
It could have gone a lot worse.
Oh, exactly. That's why I brought it up, is because like you telling me that story, I'm just like, holy shit, that could have gone dark, you know?
Yeah, and you know, I would like sit up at night and like Google this woman. I found out her name and stuff and try to figure out more about her. And the more we found out was that she'd come from like a wealthy family, and she was, you know, it seems like her family had been floating her for 30 years.
Moved here to pursue her dreams.
She was in her 50s, but she had started, you know, going towards men with money and
trying to
you know, it was like kind of a typical, one of those.
That's what you hear about in LA.
And that's kind of what happened. And I found pictures of her online, like with her boobs out, that she was like sending to people on Facebook. It was like really weird. She was like, it was so bizarre.
She had gone down a path.
And in a weird way, I felt bad for the guy who killed the guy. Like, he had been sucked into her scheme.
He had
gotten
pulled into her web, not the other way around.
I'm just like, dude, you got to just go away. And like, you're not a good guy, but get away from her too.
Yeah.
No.
Damn, that's
fucking
brutal. She was
using him as her weapon.
That's so fucking crazy. I know that we just totally sidebar this year in review, but that was, I don't think I'd ever heard that murder story.
There's like so many little tentacles to it too, because I sort of tracked it. Maybe I should write a story about it and like
you definitely should. You know, I mean, I wrote about my thing for Thought Catalog back when Thought Catalog was still a thing.
Cool.
I wrote about that exact story.
No, nice. And it's an interesting story.
It was one of those things where I was just like, there was an interesting poetry to it. You know what I mean? Because it was like, I remember that there was some in the story I wrote, there was some weird subplot about this black cat that always hung around my house too.
Oh, weird.
And like, I remember
that might have been his cat.
Well, I don't remember. It might have been his cat, or it might have just been a cat. But I remember when it was gone, there was something weird. Like, there's something interesting that happens when like you have a dramatic situation like that, where I was just like, man, like I remember at the time being like, oh my God, I don't know what to do. This is so dramatic and so weird. And I was like 24 at the time too. So I was like, this is kind of exciting in a weird way. I was like, this drifter living in my basement that all of a sudden I'm like, I'm a derelict living in a derelict lifestyle. Right.
It's a good time in your life to be
right. Like now, if that happened, I'd be like, this is fucking dark. Like the world has changed me. I gotta get this guy out. At the time, I was like, ooh, this is great for fucking writing a story. And I remember there was
like a hipster's life in a nutshell.
Totally. And that was when that black cat suddenly, I never saw it around anymore. I remember feeling this moment of like, oh, so weird that a black cat was always like sometimes just in my house.
Yeah, he was feeding me.
But was like, when it was gone, I felt this weird, like I missed the drama of it all. You know what I mean? Like, I missed being able to be like, that black cat, don't know where it comes from, don't know why it's in my house, but it's here, right? And that guy, it was like, don't know where he comes from, don't know why he's in my house, but he's here, right? And it was kind of an interesting, like,
it is.
I miss it.
Dog Boots, do you have any good murder drifter stories?
No murder drifter stories. I thought, can you hear the dogs going crazy?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Okay,
it's because there's a murder drifter approaching your house.
No.
Right.
I think this is my murder drifter story happening in real time.
Oh, cool.
Jesus.
Cool. Somebody's breaking in. It'll be fine.
Hey, someone's breaking in. Can you hold on for 1 second? Somebody's breaking into my house. I'm just kidding. All right, so let's get back to what the intention of this podcast episode is, and go over some of the other stories.
33 down it's on the second page, but it's just like a funny little quip. Bill Burr. I love Bill Burr. I think he might be one of my favorite stand-up comedians.
Oh, he's amazing.
I mean, I feel like he really emerged in 2018 too. Yeah. But like, this is just like a side-by-side photo clip. He's on a morning show in New York. And the newscasters are saying, "Don't you think you went a little too far with the Catholic Church jokes?" And then he just goes, "Don't you think the Catholic Church went a little too far?"
Which is a very Bill Burr comment.
Oh man, yeah. He just sticks it in people's face so well.
So funny, dude.
Yeah, he rules.
Weird Al got a Star of Fame this year,
which I thought was
great.
Bless his heart,
dude. He is such an anomaly. Like, I cannot believe that he's been able to make the career he's been able to make. I mean, he deserves it, but it's just like nobody else has ever done that, right?
Like, what planets have aligned that, like, it's just amazing how successful he is, and like, he hasn't changed. He seems like so adorable.
Totally. It's so interesting.
I love it. Jeez. I love it a lot.
What else we got? Two horses. Oh, this is pretty funny, actually. 11 months ago, it's 37 down. Letting the horses out in the snow. It's snowing a lot. It looks like it's maybe in Wyoming or something. And these two horses come out of the stable, and they walk out, and they kind of look, and they look at each other, and they're like, "Fuck no!" And they just run back into the barn, which is funny. That's kind of how all of us feel about the snow as well.
Yeah.
Like, nope.
They were like, "And no," but they still so majestic, even though
they're going back to their Netflix.
Yeah.
38 is fucking hilarious.
38 feels so Reddit-y.
I know. And I remember this happened. I remember we talked about this at the time too, it was 6 months ago, and it's a picture of a guy wearing dark, like kind of like light brown, looks like maybe corduroy pants. He's actually wearing a very nice outfit. It's like a very matchy outfit, and then he's wearing like a yellow, white, orange top. And then shout out to the 13-year-old on a skateboard who called me a candy corn bitch, which is really funny. It's a guy too, by the way. It's not a girl, so it's not offensive. It's more just hilarious. It's
actually just funny, and they were bullying and, him.
Right, they were bullying him. I like when kids bully adults. I think it's one of my favorite new trends.
Me too.
It's the worst kind of bullying if you're an adult. You can't.
It's so funny. You can't
back.
Do anything about it.
Yeah.
Like when this is really popular earlier this year when the weather guy tried to talk to the kid with the fireworks.
Oh yeah.
And then the kid's response was, "Wouldn't you like to know, weather boy?" and the weatherman was just like, "Where are your parents?" So funny. Stan Lee passed away. We already talked about this. This was a month ago. Stan Lee, obviously, everybody loves him on the internet. Of Marvel fame, and he was 95, so it was kind of like one of those things. Not that we're like meh, but it's more like, good on you, man. Like, you had a good life.
Yeah.
You had it coming. Oh, everything's cool. Not too bummed about it, you know.
No, happy for him. He seemed to have a really solid life.
Right.
This is a good one. What number was that? Sorry. Oh, it's 47 down.
Right.
Good science one. Today was meme day at my old high school for homecoming week. I appreciate this science teacher even more now. And he's just sitting inside of a change my mind sign that says rhinos are out of shape unicorns.
it's pretty funny.
Fucking true, man. I mean, I love
that meme.
I hate that everyone like treats unicorns like they're so special.
Right.
When there are so many amazing animals not being treated with any reverence
time. I actually love that. I think that's very true, and I think that's a very respectable opinion.
Like a narwhal is this underwater thing with this unicorn horn.
Totally.
And you're like, everyone's like, whatever.
Right.
Like, that's fucking crazy.
Yeah. Well, I think it's more that we fantasize the idea of animals that are not real. Like with anything else. It's like we look at superheroes. But we don't pay attention to the superheroes around us every day.
That's so right.
You know what I mean?
Oh, man. We are an uplifting podcast.
We are an uplifting podcast. Never give up, everybody. Here's another really good one that I think...
that snow one that Dog Boobs just sent.
Oh, I haven't seen that one. One of my favorites... This is an iconic moment, and this is a very divisive moment that I think is kind of complicated. that is a really funny one, the snow one. So George W. Bush sneaking a piece of candy to Michelle Obama was warming my heart. So
we're not a political pod.
We're not a political. We don't want to get political
but
here.
We do but love candy.
We do love candy. I mean, I think this is. So I saw Vice last night, and they do the most hilarious job portraying George W. Bush. Sam Rockwell is like the greatest actor in Hollywood.
He's my favorite.
Oh, he's my favorite actor, and he's so like this is like the role he was made to play.
Oh, it's so good.
And it's just you look at this fucking video, and you find him so goddamn charming, even though he's a war criminal, right? He might be a dumb war criminal, but he was a war criminal, yeah. Right? And it's just, but this video is just so charming. And he created, because he did this again in his dad's funeral, right? He passed candy to Michelle Obama again. So it became a little like inside joke because they obviously were paying attention to the fact that it did well on the internet. And I think George Bush has been also going through this revisionist PR campaign of his personality, like with all of his fucking paintings and bullshit. So hilarious. I love this. Dick Cheney's a monster. George Bush is a dumb pawn of the political party.
It's kind of like, you know, his biggest failure is to do nothing. What's the philosophical term? Like doing nothing is worse than doing something wrong or whatever. I don't know. I'm sort of butchering something
like that. Yeah.
But he sort of like just let stuff happen. Is that his big crime?
Yeah, I mean, I think, well, which is poor he was leadership. The president, right? So it's like,
yeah, he should have been a leader.
He should have been a leader, but I think that at the very least, still,
I don't know.
It's tough. We're not a political pod, but yeah, not a political here's a political pod. Take. What else we got?
I found an article. This is related. An article of the top 2018 memes.
Cool.
And I feel like what just reminded me of that, we just looked at something that was a funny meme, but I can't remember. But remember the moths meme?
Oh, of course. That thing took over, man.
The moths. Y'all got any fucking lamps? It was like a fucking moth, insane. Like addict. But then there was I did not know of this one. This is the one apparently that's based off of someone writing a sincere tweet asking women to imagine their future, one that includes like a husband and watching your son play sports. So people just ripped it apart. This guy goes, ladies, imagine this. It's 15 years from now. Your son is up to bat. Your daughter's cheering him on from the stands. Your husband is nowhere to be found. You start to worry he'll miss the game. Suddenly, a tiny red convertible pulls up in the field. It's your husband, Stuart Little.
That's amazing. I love that.
So there's some really good memes from this year. The not a social memes.
Yeah, that was a really popular one. I mean,
there
was a really good. It was a good year for memes. That makes us sound like weird, out of touch nerds when we say that, but
there were.
It was almost the year of the meme in a way. I feel like everybody now knows what memes are.
I mean,
even boomers.
I think it's an exciting time to be interested in memes. This is such a weird conversation to have because I understand the cringy nature of talking about memes in an analytical way. So let's just take a step back from the fucking cynical cringe factor of this.
Yeah.
I think it's a really interesting time to be into memes because memes are so ubiquitous now that it's making weirder, more obscure memes pop up, which I fucking love.
Yeah,
because those are the ones that I get a massive internet hard on about. Like when I see, and it's not like it's new, but like the deep fried memes, for instance, I've always loved them because they're just so bizarre. Surreal memes too. I think surreal memes are amazing. Everything that comes from is fucking bizarre and hilarious. So
it's fun.
I think the more mainstream memes become as a concept, the weirder memes are going to get and the more hard work it's going to require or be required of you to understand them, which I think is fucking tight.
I love the absurdity of it. Just good they're point. Spiraling out of control to where they don't even make sense anymore. And that's the kind of stuff I like.
Right. Which I love. I mean, we also saw, I think another couple of trends that I think we saw a lot on the internet to some degree read it, but all the dog reactions with the kind of magic trick with the blanket.
That was big.
That was a big one. Oh, so
yeah. Freaking out your dogs this year. That'll never happen in 2019. The dogs,
The dogs all know now. So, and then 53
that
down.
Dog is out of the bag.
53 down is of the, this happening with a bird. And the bird freaks out. So, and we've all seen this. So this is like holding up a blanket and then hiding yourself as you run away out of frame, and then your dog freaks out and goes like, "What the fuck? What? How? I don't understand magic." What? Which is tight. So, what else? What else we got?
I love that Rob Lowe picture with the guy's wife. That's not 91.
Right.
My wife on our wedding day compared to when she met Rob Lowe. And it's just a side by side of her not looking happy getting married and then her looking very happy with Rob Lowe.
I do love that.
That was a nice one. Some good Reddit stuff.
Oh, there were a lot of good Reddit things.
87 was the street photography vomit photo, which we talked
about. I think that's maybe photo of the year for me.
Yeah.
It really inspired me to get into street photography.
Yeah.
That's the goal, right?
That's where all the money is.
It's such a good
where
picture.
All it's a game.
Child, I have an announcement to make. I'm getting into street photography.
I'm going to
This is one that just happened 6 days ago, which I actually really love. We didn't get to talk about this because it was happening during the holidays. Happy holidays, everybody. Post-holidays. Happy holidays next year because fucking holidays are over.
Yeah, so
get over
exactly.
It. Ryan Reynolds thought he was attending a sweater party. Did you guys see this?
Yeah.
59 down. And it's Hugh Jackman, Jake Gyllenhaal, and Ryan Reynolds. And Ryan Reynolds is in the middle and he's wearing a ridiculous sweater. And Hugh Jackman and Jake Gyllenhaal look like they're playing a prank on him.
You just got burned,
And Reynolds. I feel like Ryan Reynolds is just such a lovable guy.
You want to think.
All three of these guys, granted they're actors, so they kind of position themselves to be seen that way, but
yeah, our image is a direct portrayal of how they want us to think they are.
Right, right. But I do, let me rephrase that. I think that the, what's his fucking franchise? It's so funny.
Deadpool.
Deadpool is genius.
Yeah, it's
absolutely genius.
So perfect Reynolds.
Right.
That was a great movie, great franchise. He's nailing it. He was always... Right. Great, and then he kind of dipped into the late 2000s, early 2010s. He started doing like more drama horror stuff,
right?
And now he's back full Ryan Reynolds. I think we missed him, you know, from the Van Wilder days a little bit.
I agree.
He's back. Gyllenhaal, so cute,
such a cutie.
Jack Hugeman, what a stud.
Jack Hugeman is truly studly.
Guy sings, dance, and he's been married to the same woman for like 30 years.
That's true, actually. And his wife is, I don't mean this in an offensive way, but it's not like he's married to her, how do I say it? She looks like they've known each other for a long time. She's not a particularly attractive woman.
He could be boning Miami Dolphins cheerleaders, but
I mean, he's one of the most attractive guys in Hollywood. I think he was male man of the year at some point.
Hunk of the year.
Hunk of the year time. L magazine hunk of the year.
I think it's People magazine.
Yeah,
sexiest man
alive. That's what it is. But his wife is she's not a looker. She just is like looks like a normal person. Like he's not dating somebody who's like fucked their face up with plastic surgery and is
they
like
got married before he was famous.
Yeah, which I love. She
probably
floated
him
say that,
for
man.
10 years or something. Which is nice to see.
What else do we got here? My friend was stopped by some tourists to take a photo of them in front of an advertisement for Tape Face in Las Vegas. My friend is Tape Face.
What number?
Number 64.
Oh.
So that's really funny. So Tape Face, I don't know what Tape Face is. It sounds like
I don't either.
Sounds dumb. But I think that's a funny you had no idea who you were going for vibe.
That is funny.
Right.
Weird. Cool.
This is also the year of fires in California, which fucking sucks.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that. I think you're going to reference the helicopter.
Yeah, surgical precision helicopter.
Yeah.
Oh, that was really amazing.
It's
this helicopter.
So this is 65 down.
Hits this perfect stall maneuver, and then he releases his load onto the fire, and it just nails it.
Yeah, that's perfectly. So awesome.
Right. What else? We got a lot of fraud. We got a lot of election fraud, of course.
Yeah.
So this was
a lot of Russia chatter.
A lot of Russia chatter. So number 65 is this is so funny. An election worker. I mean, it's not funny. It's fucking depressing. But election worker in Russia places balloons in front of camera before they begin ballot counting. It's such a simple thing, you know. Like it's such a goddamn. Like we will never be able to solve our own corruption problems. We constantly are doing these things and we just like can't solve them. Like placing balloons in front of a camera, like that's so simple. That's like teenager fucking Home Alone shit, you know?
Yeah.
And it still does not, you know, it's still what we use. Sorry. 67.
67. This is a really easy way for the listeners at home.
You know
to
what
follow
happened
along.
This year, right. too? One of my favorite moments is when that seal slapped a kayaker in the face with an octopus.
Oh right,
number 124. That was just really funny.
I don't think I've seen this.
Some of these things just—it's really
nature,
funny.
Nature is
so metal. Simple, man.
It's so simple.
Oh just, yeah,
he was.
No,
just
I remember
like,
that.
Fuck you.
Yeah, he was not happy about it. No. He like clearly slapped him too. That wasn't like just fucking around. Like that was very obviously like did that on purpose. So.
Damn, oh that's God. Smart.
Somebody, number 23, somebody's building a dope-ass dream home.
Oh, man. I would love to build a dream house outside of The Sims. Second
what would be in your dream home?
The Sims.
Dog Boobs, what do you have in your dream home?
Oh, God.
Let's get personal.
It would be modern, I'll tell you that much. I'm very into modern.
Oh,
it would
yeah?
be like those houses you see in Venice that got like bulldozed and then rebuilt, and they're like these giant
oh, yeah.
cubes. I love those.
Cubes.
You love the cube houses?
I love cube
they
houses.
They have those porches that you can stand up on and look down
yeah.
on the people from. Yeah, that's nice.
That's my shit. I love it.
We cool. have, I mean, we have this amazing image of number 120. We're not a political pod, but it's an absurd photo of Trump trying to figure out how to do a crossed handshake with like the other world leaders.
That was a nice one.
Oh,
and he just like cannot wrap his head around it. It's typical.
Dude, he also walked up to Air Force One this year with toilet paper on his shoe.
I know, dude.
That was a good
time. That was brutal.
We got these little wins.
It seems like Trump's petering out.
A little bit, yeah.
I want to say that, but I also the guy like nothing phazes him, so we'll
yeah.
see in 2019.
It seems like a waste to laugh.
Right. I mean, I will say when I see, not to play devil's advocate here, but to play devil's advocate, if you're the world leader of a country like America, and maybe you are not, maybe you know you're not the most intelligent person in the world, I would be immensely insecure all the time. Like, that would be a fucking bummer. You know what I mean? Like, you'd have to really just, like, do your... I mean, granted, he makes no effort to fix it, but, like, it would be very stressful for everybody to be pointing out your mental flaws, you know?
Yeah.
So maybe you should fucking learn to read, Donald Trump. What else? What else we got?
Yeah, I see what you mean. I mean, it's very intimidating.
You would
hope everybody is the smartest person, like person from that country,
right?
And that's who you're going to have to go sit down with and like negotiate with,
right?
But in America, we don't fuck with that shit.
No,
we just
don't.
Hire people that are fucking famous and cool.
That's what we do. So another meme, and we're probably going to have to wrap this up soon because I know we've been talking for a hot minute.
Hot cheese it.
Let's each do two more after this.
Perfect.
So this is not counting my two, by the way. I was about to bring this up. So there's another meme that I thought was really, really cool this year. And it was a very simple one, but it's actually what I love about this is it takes a lot of effort to pull this one together, but it's the Venn diagram memes.
Oh yeah.
Right.
Those were right. Very 2018.
Very 2018. And we saw like, you started seeing some that were very complicated where they would have like fucking, I don't think you ever got to 12, maybe like 7 circles involved. But this one that I'm seeing right now is 107. So maybe this is the one that started it all for all we know, but it's put your hands up. Is the connection between all of them, and it's bank robbers, DJs, and preachers.
Oh, no.
And then in the other ones, it was Bank robbers and preachers share "Give Me Your Money." DJs and bankers, or and bank robbers share "Everybody on the Floor." And preachers and DJs share "Are You With Me?" and they're all connected. They're all connected with "Put Your Hands Up."
God, it's so true.
Which is amazing,
man. I just love when people get it right on the internet.
I know. And there have been—I mean, there have been some really good Venn diagram memes. Let's see a couple of Venn diagram memes.
Yeah, they're so simple.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. There have been some really comp. I'm trying to find one of the ones I saw that I just thought there was very complicated. That I really, really loved.
The more complicated, the better.
Yeah, the more complicated, the better. And yeah, I'll do a little sleuthing while you guys talk about something else.
I feel like this was the year of the golden retriever too on the internet.
I did see a lot of golden retrievers.
The Airbuds. So many beautiful Airbuds.
Was a source of Airbuds or was something else?
No, I just call golden retrievers Airbuds.
Just in general.
Yeah.
Just because, you know, they are.
The movie.
God, right. I love this. Damn.
Yeah, it seems like I want to say that "Put Your Hands Up" was the thing that kind of started all of the quintessentials.
They're so good.
But I saw another one that I thought was really fucking funny. I got to track it down.
I like the memes of people trying to take pictures in mirrors. That was a good number 140. Or sorry, what number is that? 147 down.
Which one was it?
People trying to take pictures of their mirrors.
That was a really good one. Yeah, we saw that one a lot.
Yeah.
Let's see. Oh, here we go. This is the one that I saw that I really, really loved. So this was record collectors, cat lady, crust punk, and grandpa, right? Were the four. So record collectors and cat lady share "No Such Thing as Too Many," McDonald's dollar menu, and "My Precious." Crust punks share with cat lady "What Piss Smell," and I found them behind the supermarket, and McDonald's dollar menu. Grandpa and crust punks share "Can you help me find my pills?" Want a cold hot pocket? and I found them behind the dumpster, or found them behind the supermarket. And then record collectors and grandpa.
That's the only one that doesn't work on that one.
Well, record collectors and grandpa share. This one is from before you were born. My precious. And then want a cold hot pocket? No, wait. No, not want a cold hot pocket. And then the thing that connects them all is showering is not so important to me. that was very funny.
People do reach an age where they start showering a whole lot less. And this, I feel like, has nothing to do with how much money you have or anything else. It's just showers become a very dangerous task for certain people over a certain age.
Totally.
And so I think they just try to hedge their bets and say, I'll shower once every 10 days.
Totally.
And you can smell it.
Yeah, I think the connective tissue, the unexpected connective tissue between different cultures as reflected in a meme, I think was kind of one of the dominant meme messages of the year. Because we also had, I don't know if it was this year, but I think it was a carryover from last year with the two muscular hands. Yeah. Like the two muscular hands clenching each other.
From
and it was
Predator.
Like, from Predator, yeah. And it was, and you would have like one thing that's very different than another thing and where they find a common grounds.
That was a good meme.
That was a very popular one. So, all right, let's finish this off with two of each from the top of this past year on Reddit.
Damn.
What do we got? I liked this one. I just saw it the other day. This warmed the cuckles of my heart. An elementary school bus driver asked every kid on the bus what they wanted for Christmas. He bought every child a gift.
God.
So this was number 45. Just an endearing bus driver. He bought every single kid on his bus.
What an angel.
Which is fucking just so nice. It's such a nice thing that I don't think we don't.
No.
I wish we valued things like that more.
Yeah,
I think Reddit actually is really good for that. You see a lot of the awe and humans being humans.
I feel like people need to focus more on like doing good things for their the space that they impact daily. You know, like
I totally
agree
with that.
We all get so distracted about like, oh, I don't know how I'm going to like, you know, solve world hunger or fix the government or this. It's like, just buy the kids you know Christmas presents on your bus. Like, totally. Doing all these little nice things they're so great.
Totally agree with that. What you got?
I got a good one.
What you got, Squad?
This one's an Amazon review for a giant beach ball, 12-foot inflatable beach ball. It got 2 stars, a fun way to ruin a weekend and blow $100. We took this ball to the beach, and after close to 2 hours to pump it up, we pushed it around for about 10 fun-filled minutes. That's when the wind picked up, and it sent it hurtling down the beach at about 40 knots. It destroyed everything in its path. Children screamed in terror at the giant inflatable monster that crushed their sandcastles. Grown men were knocked down trying to save their families. The faster we chased it, the faster it rolled. It was like it was mocking us. Eventually, we had to stop running after it because its path of injury and destruction was going to cost us a fortune in legal fees. Rumor has it that it can still be seen stalking innocent families on the Florida panhandle. We lost it in South Carolina, so there is something to be said about its durability.
That's unbelievable.
Wow.
I love that story.
That's fucking genius.
That's how the beach goes, yeah, man. Whether Mother Nature's a powerful being. Speaking of Mother Nature, this one is what number down? Let's see, 205 down. Ooh. This reporter deserves an Emmy Award for his performance. And we talked about this during the hurricanes. It's this reporter like struggling to not get blown away by that same wind that blew the beach ball.
Oh, away. Right. Of course.
And then in the background, just like two high school bros are walking by and like flip flops and shorts. Totally casual.
That's right. Oh, I forgot about that.
And this news reporter is just, he's hamming it up.
He's trying to keep his balance and he just can't.
Yeah,
which I think is amazing. All right, pressure's on. Let's see what's another one. You got one?
I do. DB? It's number 126 currently. By the time this comes out, who knows? It might be bumped, but it's the late post. But I think we found out who my parents' favorite child is. It's from like after Christmas last year, but it shows this guy looking down at a pair of Nike's performance cotton socks. And then if the camera pans up and his sister got her first car.
That's amazing.
That's so amazing. That's
so Merry brutal. Christmas. Merry Christmas, everybody. So I found one that I think we should end on. So I don't know if you have another one, Freed.
Oh, I think you're going to do the same one I'm going to do.
Never give up?
No.
Okay.
249, just to cap it off.
Okay.
I edited myself into a 7, then just the movie 7 and switched the head in the box.
Oh, I loved.
Pink Crocs.
This
one was great. I feel like this was like a big one for the year for us.
We talked about this one a little bit.
And this guy just edits himself into it. And I just thought, just for your reminder, if anybody wants to laugh.
Right.
He just puts a pair of pink Crocs inside the box. What's in the box?
Oh, it's of course.
Crocs, of course. Good stuff. Good stuff.
So I'm actually not going to end on that one. I'm going to make that one a special ending because it's titled Never Give Up.
Which is our
right. Our I mean, podcast. I you know, this is a different this is a different direction for us, but I just really like this because I think it was really I found this this was actually one day ago. This was for Christmas. Which I thought was just really fucking charming. It was actually one of the most beautiful things I've ever seen. So this is from Pix. It's number 63 down, and it's to my. So this guy got a wallet from his dad for Christmas, and in it is an inscription, and it says, "To my son, wherever your journey in life may take you, I pray that you always be safe. Enjoy the ride and never forget your way back home. Can't promise to be here for the rest of your life, but I can promise to love you for the rest of mine. Love you, Dad." Which is just such a beautiful, amazing gift and message.
I think I'm going to steal that.
You're going to steal that.
Verbatim.
Give that
steal
to
steal it. Cheech will never know where it came from originally.
No, he'll
Cheech,
never know.
Cheech will break it immediately if you give it to him right now. Yeah, that guy's true. on a war. He's like, he's like, you should change his name to Charles Taylor at this point.
He's like, what does this do? Is it a robot? Is it a dinosaur?
Yeah.
No? Okay.
Can I use this to dig holes or what, Dad?
Throw them in the mud.
Yeah, pretty much. So here is the – we're going to end on this one because this is our fucking slogan for the pod. So it's number 167 down, and it's the title is Never Give Up, and it was in Funny. And I was watching this and I was like, I don't know where the funny comes in because it's just like a really good race. So this is of a video game of basically two BMXers. And it's really simple. And it's just like the two BMXers are going down. The guy on the left is just racing ahead. The guy on the right is like falling behind. The guy on the left literally is so far ahead he goes out of camera. At the very, at right in the middle of the GIF, you start to see the guy on the right start to pick up. It's like, never give up. He's really making traction. Hits a gnarly ramp right at the end.
This is great.
And right, literally, right at the finish line, he hits the finish line head first and falls, and the guy on his left wins. Yeah. And it's fucking, it's so funny.
It's like the classic story. Of
the classic story.
Never
so,
give up. You never know what's going to happen.
Never give up. So we'll end on that one. Never give up. Never give up. Hear from the squad at DigiReddit, which I don't even think I introduced ourselves at the beginning of this. I may or may not have. Is it your dad?
I'm Dog Boobs.
And my free day down here in the basement.
Summing up 2018 on Reddit, the top of Reddit. God, what a good year in Reddit.
It's been good.
It was a pretty fun year in Reddit.
I read that Reddit had its biggest year ever, which really makes sense. But I feel like it was a big year for Reddit also.
Well, I think it was a good company. Good year for the company. I know that this was also the year, if I remember right, where Reddit became the, it overpassed Facebook as the.
Yeah.
Top social media company.
They're the top privately owned social media company in the world.
I think you're right, and I really hope that the waters don't get sullied with any weird ads or anything like that. I hope
board members.
Yep, or board members.
Stop.
I hope that
keep it Craigslist. You know,
keep it Craigslist. Yeah, and I fucking hope and pray for Reddit because I fucking love this company and I love this. It's a good year for Reddit content. And
without Reddit, we would be stuck on just like reading other people's Tumblrs and blogs.
Did you 4chan?
Yeah, we'd have to go did you 4chan,
which I don't think is something we want to do.
No, never.
All right, never do that. Okay, guys. Well, we will be back in 2018 with episode 96 about who the fuck knows, but
also 2019. Also 2019.
What did I say? 2016.
Yeah, it's going to be 2019.
Why am I like, my brain is just too much Capo Azzetto, dude.
Too much Capo, dude. I've been drinking out to our sponsor,
just
Capo.
Just crushing Capo Azzetto, the meth blend. It's the best meth blend straight out of Bakersfield. Bakersfield wineries.
Disclaimer, Capo Azzetto does not use meth in their wine. They only use grapes.
Only use grapes. Can we confirm that?
No.
Okay. Let's to be assumed.
No.
Well, we'll be back in 2019, not 2016. We were already here in 2016, or maybe we weren't. But until then, this is DigiReddit. We already did that. Have a good New Year's. Be fucking safe, guys. And fucking
stay real.
Chill. Stay real. Never give up. Fucking
do your best.
Get lit, etc. All right, bye.